Hey folks, it's Doc here from Value the Market. We're going to talk a little bit about the markets, the market reactions, emotions that one may experience, and what to do in such a case. It's a pretty tricky one. I'm seeing a lot from my social media interaction. A lot of questions from shareholders of companies. I've spoke to a number of executives who have been receiving a raft of phone calls asking for an explanation as to why the share price is falling. Clearly, there's a disconnect, and it seems incredible, actually. But understandably, you know, the retail investor often can be quite new, or you know, also perhaps will just invest in something that they like, and the kind of larger, wider macro. Attributing factors are not something that they consider, and that's understandable. So what's going on? Well, this morning the FTSE's tanked to 65.95, 105, down 130 points at one period. That could well be going lower as we speak now. It could be going up. But you know, when the FTSE loses that kind of value, then we see a decline in majority of companies. People start to sell, and they sell for a number of reasons. They cut positions of companies that they're up on because they're ahead and they're fearful it will slide back. And also we get people cutting positions because they understand that these factors have such an impact on the market that it's likely to cause selling elsewhere. So they follow the herd and sell, or they try to get ahead of the curve and sell also. And you know, all of this really assists those aggressive moves downwards. We look at the FTSE, it's traded 6,500, 66, 6,700 around. You know, there's a lot of speculation that would go and form all time highs, and suddenly we're down 500, 600 points now at 6,100. Can it go lower? Absolutely. I spoke to a friend of mine today. We talked about the current markets, and he said it felt like you know, the recessions as the market tanked similarly to 2008, and I disagree, because I'm able to go out there, put in some trade sales, and you know, they potentially would be taken should I decide to execute. So if you went away and you went and did a dummy, you know, you try to put something into the market, you can move stock. I remember when Fukushima went up, and when there's been, you know, natural disasters and other periods in the markets where they've tanked aggressively down below 5,000 points. You know, you couldn't have sold your mother if you wanted to. Today it's a little bit different. So this is volatile. There's been a hell of a swing. There's a lot of different factors. The oil price has slipped by around about 25-30 bucks, and there's a lot of speculation that it'll fall further. There's a lot of doom and gloom, but I listened into an interview with Clem Chambers recently, and he was absolutely spot on. At the moment where everybody's pulling the hair out and crying, you know, the markets are over and we will all go, you know, down with the ship, that's generally a good time to start to buy. When you get this period of noise, then potentially things can get worse. So as this kind of hysteria and panic grows, it for me indicates that the end is coming closer. So what to do at this time? Well, I believe it's massively important to try and remain focused. For companies that have got decent funding, you've got no worries whatsoever. If you've got anything small and it needs cash, then they could struggle with a recovery, and a lot of these companies could struggle to raise cash, so you've really got to consider those companies. Keep some powder dry. You know, if you think there's opportunity yesterday, well, there'll be better opportunities today, and there's nothing to say that they won't be tomorrow. On that note, folks, I think we should wind it up. Thanks for your time, and speak again soon.